12 games of hoops on a Monday night. New York finally gets a big win on the West Coast without Jalen Brunson. Memphis has a nice W against Phoenix with some very nice Ja Morant highlight plays. And Denver beats OKC in the rematch. My name is Shlomo Stark.
My name is Levi Jacob.
And this is the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. All right, Levy, we got to just run through the games today. We got 12 games, a lot to talk about. We try to do our listeners a favor and get it done in 15 minutes or less. So let's try to keep it to a point or two about each game, and let's keep it going. Okay, Memphis beats Phoenix 120 to 118. Ja, as you mentioned yesterday, has been playing really well, played well again today. 29 points, 12 assists, 9 of 13 shooting, 10 of 10 from the free throw, and they win by 2. I'm very, very impressed with Ja. It was a, you know, as it is with these things, it's like, it wasn't actually a 2-point game. It was like, you know, towards the last minutes, it was free throws, but still a very close game, very exciting. Memphis now a 41-win team. Your thoughts?
Just that the JJJ injury might be actually a blessing in disguise for them moving into the postseason. Ja's getting more adjusted to playing again, and now they look like they're in a place where they can just add him back in, and they could be a very successful team.
Right. They rely on Ja more now that JJJ is a little bit is hurt. Do you know when he's coming back?
I think it's like week to week officially.
All right. Next. This is very interesting. Denver beats Oklahoma City 141-27. Now, it's so funny because the way these things work, it's classic Jokic, which is yesterday, this was the biggest game of the season. It was on national TV. It was a matinee. Kids were watching. Everyone was talking about it. Stephen A. was commentary. Like, it was the biggest game, and the Thunder won, and everyone was like, wow, SJ is MVP. Today, nobody was even, like, watching this game. It was, like, buried in the late slot, not on national television. Jokic just the same team. And Jokic just completely dominates with a just a great 35-18-8, 15 of 20 shooting, one steal, one block. And just, like, it's as if he erased last night. But I feel like people will remember last night and no one will remember today.
Right. I think Jay was doing it more independently in a sense. Like if Jay really looked like he put the team on his back, the ball was his hands most of the time. This game from the Nuggets had much improved play from both Westbrook and Murray. So it was more a cumulative win. I mean, obviously it's a silly thing to say when you're like looking at the, you know, looking at the game, looking at the box score, but I think that that's like people's hold up. Also, I think that people like scores. I think it's like very much a narrative.
I totally agree with you. Next, Golden State beats Portland 130-120. Steph scores 24 points, 6 of 14 shooting, 5 of 11 from 3. Jimmy Butler with a double-double, 15, 10, and 10. Steph Curry is almost at 4,000 threes. Probably next time we talk about the Warriors, that will happen. But a career night for Denny Avdia, my guy, got to talk about him. 34 points, 16 rebounds, 6 assists, 11 of 15 shooting, 5 of 7 from 3, and 2 steals. Not too many people have hit those numbers, especially against the Warriors. And I feel cool as a podcaster because I was walking in the street today and people go, hey man, you saw Denny's game? And now I just feel like I'm a cool guy. Like people like ask me if I've seen games, you know? So I don't want to embarrass the person who did it, but he's a listener, so this is your shout out, my man. And thanks for keep asking me if I've seen the Denny games.
I want to know if Chauncey Billups is a good coach. Like, Denny wasn't playing like this in Washington. You know, team success is like always a question mark with the Trailblazers these days. But I just want to know. You know what I'm saying? It's like really hard to tell.
It's very interesting. I really wonder what Denny's ceiling is. Like, I thought his ceiling was like a Nick Batum type player, which is just like a great guy to have on a playoff team. But when you're dropping a 34-16 on 11-15 shooting, that's good. Can you do that consistently for a season? That's an MVP. Probably can't. I don't know if you can do that for it consistently, but still, very impressive. And yeah, I also wonder about Chauncey Billups. Next, Knicks beat the Kings 133-104. Completely dominant win from start to finish. First win without Brunson and a tough West Coast trip for the Knicks. All 5 starters and Landry Shamet scoring double digits. Karl-Anthony Towns, 26 points. Just this, honestly, if you were you watch any of this game or no? I watched a little bit of it. It's all PJ Tucker. They picked him up on a 10-day contract. I'm telling you, you look at him on the side, he is screaming like, Josh, how you shoot that? He's just like, I'm telling you, this was the Knicks' best 3-point shooting game of the season. They scored, 1 second, I have the numbers here in front of me. Yes, here it is. 22 of 40 from 3, 53.6%. No, sorry, 22, 55%. The 53.6 was shooting from the field. 55% from 3, and I'm telling you, it's just PJ Tucker on the sidelines saying, shoot that. He's just biggest pickup of the season.
You mean to say that he's the Miles McBride whisperer, is what you're saying?
Deuce. Yes, exactly what I'm saying. Next, let's talk about Chicago. Chicago beats Indiana 121-103. We had on our social media a little quiz about we give out some stats and said, who is this, right? I don't think anybody got it, so we'll give it away now. It is our guy, Josh Giddey. Josh Giddey is averaged over the last 9 games, 22 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists. Here are the people who have done that over a 9-game span in a single season. Russell Westbrook, Oscar Robertson, Luka Doncic, Fat Lever, my guy, Michael Jordan, James Harden, and now Josh Giddey. That's cool. That's cool. It's a pretty cool stat to be in. I don't even have anything to say about the game. I just am really impressed with Giddey.
Yeah. And also, I just don't understand why the Bulls, are they trying to win, or I don't know.
Yeah, there's too much talent in the league now for people to try to lose. Next, Boston beats Utah 114-108. Now, I'm not saying Sam Hauser is better than Larry Bird, but he tied Larry Bird's career highs for threes in a game in one quarter. He went undrafted in the 2021 draft, and he just put up a career high 33 points, 9 of 19 shooting. Good job by you, Sam Hauser.
He had only 6 points off of non-3-pointers.
Correct.
That's crazy. That's nuts.
Yeah. Anyway, everyone, remember that name, Sam Hauser. He's going to be a guy. Okay, let's run through the last couple games. Next, we got Houston beating Orlando 97-84. I feel like these teams play each other all the time, even though they've only played twice this season. Jabari Smith stars, 20 points. Actually, I had him on my bench in fantasy, so that's annoying. But he led the team in scoring with 20. And the Magic just keep not looking good. I feel bad for them. Ben Caro's great, but they just keep... Franz has taken like a step back since the oblique injuries. I don't really have too many notes on this game, you know?
I think it's a little bit like the Celtics with Tatum and Jaylen in the beginning, right? Like, I think that's like a lot of people would say that when they were playing together. I think that Franz hasn't taken a step back. He just has less opportunity in a sense. I think he needs to work on some outside shooting. I think that would help the team a lot. They have like no 3-point shooters on this team. It's really crazy. They got to figure out a better point guard alternative than Cole Anthony. It's just not working out.
Yeah, they're going to do a lot of work in the offseason. They have work to do. Next, Mavericks beat the Spurs 133-129. Now officially have a 500 record, 33-33. They only have 8 active players on their roster. They all played tonight, significant minutes, and they somehow won with 4 players scoring over 20. I cannot believe they won this game. I cannot believe they win any games, but good job by you, Spencer Dinwiddie, and good job by you, Mavericks.
Yeah, I think even more shameful, like, what the hell, Spurs?
Yeah, the Spurs, well, I think the Spurs are kind of fine with losing now, but yeah. Next, bad news for the Lakers with the LeBron injury, the first game since then. Brooklyn beats them 111-108. Luka's second worst shooting night of his career. He was 8 of 26, which is his second worst shooting percentage of his career, which is 30%, minimum of 25 shot attempts. It's a bad loss. The Nets were on a 7-game losing streak, and they beat the Lakers, who have Luka Doncic. That shouldn't happen. Luka still somehow finished with 22, 12, and 12, like, of course, because he's amazing. But Austin Reeves was 3 of 14. All the other guards struggled. Like, LeBron, meaning I'm not saying something crazy here. LeBron is, like, the glue of that team. He makes everyone better, and he's really needed.
I want to see Luka try to break Kobe's record, number one. Number two is, because he's
what's
the only
Kobe's
guy on the
record?
Team.
What record?
81.
Well, that would be cool, yeah.
So he's the only guy on the team. Like, just take all the shots, Luka. Go for it. Who cares?
Okay, yeah.
The other thing is,
why not break Wilt's record of 100?
I thought you were talking about Wilt's other record, but it's fine.
What's Wilt's other record?
However many women in however many cities, whatever it was. I was like, I think he's a wife. No.
It's funny.
I was going to say, though, that also I wonder, this is another storyline that I'm interested in paying attention to going into the postseason is, does this facilitate, I know that they have a cushion now of, you know, being in second seed or whatever, I think as of today, it's correct. Does this facilitate LeBron potentially coming back a little bit sooner than expected? I know it's only 1 to 2 weeks, but still, I wonder how much that affects his recovery time, in a sense.
Yeah, so just a correction. They are the 3 seed right now.
No, okay, now 3.
The Nuggets, their record, it's actually really crazy. The Nuggets are 42-23. The Lakers are 40-23. The Grizzlies are 41-24, which puts them half a game behind the Lakers. And the Rockets are 40-25. So the 3 seed and the 5 seed have the same amount of wins. So the 2 to 5 seed battle is very, you know, that could change any night. So I do think, yeah, you might end up needing LeBron, although maybe the Lakers don't care if they're the 2 or the 5 seed.
Right. The other thing that I would say is I'm also very interested to see just kind of how they're able to find who's able to step up in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like now their two strongest points. It's interesting to see when LeBron goes out that Austin Reeves is not as productive when you would think that what would change the offense in a way that Austin Reeves would not be able to be as productive as when LeBron is there. It's very, very interesting to kind of just see how everything interlocks.
LeBron makes Austin Reeves better. There's just no doubt about that. Okay, Levy, there's 3 more games. I'm giving you 1 point for these 3 games. You can pick. Atlanta beats Philly 132-123. Charlotte beats Miami 105-102. Toronto beats Washington 119-104. Give me 1 point on one of these 3 games. That's all we got time for.
Do I have to? Is the question.
Love it. That was the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. Thank you, Levy, for doing this with me every day. Really appreciate you, man. I want to thank you, Max, for producing. I want to thank you for listening.